Next here on CHRY News Now, we are going to hear from Leanne, who is involved with a project called the Near North Mobile Media Lab. How are you doing today, Leanne?
I'm doing very well. The sun's out, so I'm not as soggy.
Oh, good. So tell us a bit about what you are doing with the Near North Mobile Media Lab.
Well, I'm the director of the Near North Mobile Media Lab. We are essentially a 16-foot trailer, one that you might go camping with your family in, that we've converted into a production unit as well as an artist-in-residency unit. And that's what we're doing here at the GA. We have four wonderful artists that have come up to create art around the G8 and the G20, and we're streaming live off our website, and basically each of the artists are going to be creating something of their very own to have us show you. So the artists that we have in residency here are Kika Thorne, Jonathan Culp, Dick Averins, and Brandon Joaquin. Brandon is from New York, not an alternative gallery, and he's left us now to go to the G20. He's a video artist and documentary maker. Kika Thorne is a video artist as well, but she's now working in sculpture and is creating a sculpture for the speakers field here in at Huntsville. And also Jonathan Culp is a video artist and does documentary and mashup, and he's going to be creating seven videos on seven different themes around the G8. And then of course Dick Averins, who is an activist artist, is working on something called Ambivalence Boulevard.
Sounds interesting. Where did the idea come about to station yourselves next to the G8 meetings there in Huntsville?
Well, I think it's a chance of a lifetime, and I think it's really important that we are able to voice our concerns and our opinions freely. And what a wonderful way to do it, through art, that, you know, it's something everyone, it's accessible to everyone. And we decided that we were going to do this. Actually, Dermot Wilson, who is the curator of the WKP Kennedy Gallery and the godfather of the lab, he had this conception of having a roving art unit, came up with the idea of doing the residency here in Deerhurst. And it's, I don't know, I think that it's something unusual. It's not, everyone thinks that we're here as protesters or activists, and yes, we are activists, but we're letting ourselves voice our opinions through our artwork.
Tell me a bit about your surroundings. So you're saying you're in a trailer. Try to describe the setting for us city slickers down here.
Well, you better have a mosquito jacket. That's the first thing. Right now, it's beautiful sunny. I'm looking across the lake at exactly where Deerhurst is. We're fortunate enough to have met a fellow documentary maker here in Muskoka, and she has a cottage right on Ferry Lake, which is the lake that Deerhurst is on. There's absolutely no water travel on the lake at the moment. You can swim, but you can't go across the lake. They will make you go back. it's kind of funny to think of all of these police and military that are here in quite a visible presence. We get visits daily, OPP officers coming down to say hello and just see what we're up to. Military folk in full regalia were walking through the back 40 here when one of our artists was out for a morning walk. We've spoken to them. So far, it's been pretty friendly. Like, you know, they know that we're here and it's all great. But it's unusual to see something like that, a presence in such a beautiful setting, because this is, after all, cottage country. So this is where you go with your family to sit on the dock, drink a beer, go for a swim, play in your canoe. And none of that's happening right now. Most of the residents and cottage owners have left to just sort of stay out of the way.
And you mentioned that you are live streaming online. Can you maybe tell us the website where people can check you out?
Yeah, well, our personal website, or the lab's website, is n2m2l.ca. So that's Nancy 2 mother to Ella's in Lab CA. And we also have a blog page that's attached to that. So if you go to our website, the easiest way to find it is to click on projects. And then you'll see a lovely picture of Huntsville. And once you hit Huntsville, it will take you to our blog page. And then you can request, if you want to see the actual project, which is Agiprop 10, you can send us an email and we'll send you the password. And the reason that we're sending out a password to do this is we have all of our exhibits are being shown in 13 galleries and video galleries across Canada, as well as one in New York City. So we want to make sure that they stay running in the galleries, but we're happy to send you an email with the password so you can have a look.
And maybe can we go through the four different art projects and maybe draw some of the connections between the projects and the G8?
Well, like I said, all of these artists are socially minded. They're thinking very much about what's going on here in this particular spot. I want to start with Dick Averins. He's a well-known across the country for his political performances and also his work in isolated community, especially the military community. So that's, I think, his connection there. And he does something that it's a performance of Ambivalence Boulevard. So to be in spaces where you have activity like this and be able to comment on it. So it's sort of a marriage between, you know, the public and the private. With Kika Thorne, she's a video artist that has now turned into a sculpture artist. Or not turned into, she is a quite a successful sculpture artist, and she works with geometric shapes. The piece that she's creating for the G8 that is going into the speaker's field is called The Pink Black Hole. And if you can imagine, this is a lycra, it's a fabric piece that is stretched across 20 feet of the field and held up by cables that are attached to trees. And the cables are attached to slings that are on the trees so that there won't be any sign of this on the tree when the piece comes down. And it's just sort of, she's trying to put it into two places. One is in the field where it's very, very visible, and the other is in a small stand of trees where if you are in the speaker's field, you won't see it immediately. And I think that's sort of a commentary on, you know, the seen and the unseen, what's happening here. I mean, we're seeing the military presence and all of the police here in Huntsville. We're not seeing a lot of the delegates. We're not seeing anything of the delegates. It's completely shut down. So it's almost hard to understand what's going on in terms of you can't get through Highway 60 at all unless you have credentials or residency passes, and then you have to go like an hour's out of your way to get into Huntsville. So I think she's just sort of like, it's what you see and what you don't see. But I mean, they all speak on our website about this. Brandon Joquin is also a documentary maker from New York, and he has done a lot of documentary going to the Gaza Strip and has been in very heavily militarized situations. So for him, this is sort of, he's looking at the space that we're in here and sort of saying, okay, we have all of these individuals that are coming to meet and talk about global issues in a very serene, peaceful kind of space where you want to put on your swimming trunks. And he's also going to be at the G20, so he'll be uploading from there as well. A lot of the pieces haven't been put up presently because we've had small earthquakes, little tornadoes, and torrential rains. So the weather has broken, and we have power again. So it's soon we'll be uploading more. And then, of course, Jonathan Culp, who he's from Toronto, and he's a film and video artist who travels the country as the notorious Saint McNugget. And he is a fabulous documentary maker who uses humor and mashes up old film with the things that he's doing. And as I said, he's working on 7 different themes. So there'll be love, there'll be, I don't know what they all are because he hasn't created them yet in terms of putting them up on the website. So that's going to have to be sort of a go to the website and see what he has to say.
Great. And so these projects, well, you're streaming in galleries, but where can people find your work, you know, after this week when the residency is over?
Well, the residency is actually going to be going until the end of June, so the 30th. You can always check out our website and check out our projects page, workshops page. We also have a video blog that we've started this year with our communications officer, Holly Cunningham. And, so just keep looking at us online, and you'll be able to see what we're up to.
Great. I was wondering if you could maybe, just in closing, speak to maybe the role of artists in social justice movements. You know, why is it important to create art in solidarity with different resistance struggles?
Again, I think it comes to making things accessible. Art, I think, is and should be a very accessible medium. So it often is, in my opinion, I think that it speaks without using words, and we can identify emotions and justice and injustices just by a glance. So I think that artists play a really important role in politics and in political satire and political thought.
Great, Leanne. Thanks so much for your time. Do you have any final thoughts or comments you would like to share with our listeners today?
Keep an eye out on what we're doing. The folks that are here are doing good work, and everybody stay dry and warm.
Okay. Good luck with your projects.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So that was Leanne from the Near North Mobile Media Lab reporting live from their trailer in Deerhurst, or Hillside, which is just east of Huntsville. And they have the G8 Project residency going on there.